Tonight, from Sydney High School, Green, a 3-1 record, only loss coming to Shenango Forks. Sydney, 3-1 record, only loss coming to Norwich. It's time for football on WCDO. Hello, everybody. I'm Harry Graves. Tonight, sitting in is going to be Tim Cutting, and we've got high school football for you on your station for sports, WCDO. So, Mr. Tim, it is good to see you again. You had yourself quite a workout. We've got big activities going on.
Yeah, they had the big homecoming parade plus their senior recognition tonight, so I had to do a little double duty. I had to do a little bit of the public address before and then come over here and put the radio hat on.
Well, the thing of it is, they wanted to have, you know, expertise, somebody who knows how to go ahead and pronounce every name of every student in school.
There were a couple tough ones, but with the help of a couple of guys up here that are veterans, they've seen these names a lot, so they helped me out a lot.
As if you haven't. So, folks, it is going to be the kickoff show being brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For the very best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, minivans, all backed up by expert service. See the professional sales staff at Chambers and O'Hara, or give them a call, Sydney, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, the players, and all the fans the very best in tonight's game and throughout the season. We are going to be seeing some familiar faces. We'll look first at the Sydney Warriors. And, Mr. Tim, I haven't prepped you on this at all, but if you want to do the starting offensive unit, you can start out with center Trey Crawford, and you can go from there.
Okay. Trey Crawford is the center for the Sydney Warriors, and then he is anchored on guards by Austin Dean, number 75. Number 64, Colin Brando, is the opposite guard. Zach Nages is the right tackle. The end, Mike Cruz. Gray, number 54, is the left tackle, and the end on his side is number 45, Jared Cubby. The Warriors are quarterbacked by number 10, Patrick Bibbard. Starting backfield of number 24, Nate McDonald. Number 6, Damian Zimmer. And number 4, Bill Kozak.
I like to give you baptismal by fire. We'll be back with a look at the Green starting lineup coming up in just a moment. The halftime or the pregame show is being brought to you by the fine folks at Chambers and O'Hara, and we'll take a look at the starting lineup for Green coming up in a moment. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry designer mulch in the spring and summer and bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Hi, this is Melissa Bertzel with Gates Cole Insurance. We know, unfortunately, the weather is changing. You can't control the weather, but you can control how you are protected when the unthinkable happens. At Gates Cole Insurance, we guide you through the whole insurance buying experience. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, RV, life, or business, our agents have the knowledge and experience to provide you with the right insurance for the right price. Call today, 563-2171, and find out how Gates Cole Insurance can help you. My name is Melissa Bertzel, and we make life simple.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Along with Tim Cutting back here at Sydney High School, we have the Sydney Warriors making a grand entrance onto the field. The Green Trojans will be coming on shortly. Tim, I was looking at some of the previous games, and none of these teams have met common opponents, so we're sort of looking at apples and oranges. But if you look at the Sydney Warriors, they ended up with a rather decisive win, 45-7 over Oneonta. Then they went to Whitney Point, shut out the Whitney Point Eagles, 26-0. Then they ended up losing one by one touchdown to the Norwich Purple Tornado. 2014 was the final there. And then they came up against Walton the last time out and duplicated what they did against Whitney Point, coming up with a 26-0 shutout. However, the Green Trojans, if you look at them, they put a lot of points on the board. Almost scary. Susquehanna Valley, 43-0, a win. Walton, they beat 43-16. That's the only common opponent we have. Dryden, 34-0. They shut them out in another win. And then they lost to Shenango Forks by a 22-14 score. You know, you're looking at apples and oranges, trying to match things up this early in the season, but I'm looking forward to a pretty good game.
Yeah, I think we'll have a really nice game because both teams have very good offenses, and it looks like to me, based on the scoring of their opponents they're putting up, that they have very good defenses as well. I mean, when you look at 16 points that Green allowed Walton to score and Sydney shut out Walton, you know, that's pretty close. And, you know, and if you take a look at some of the other stuff, you know, the kids are 2- and 3-year players for both teams and so on and so forth. You know, that adds up, and you're going to have a good group of veterans out there. You got some newcomers, and I think we're in for a real treat.
We have an exceptional number of seniors on the Sydney Warrior team, is right. Is that correct? It looked to me like you were lining them up that there to introduce the parents, that there were just a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, there was. There was probably, I'm going to guess, and this is just guessing, I'm going to say there was probably at least 10 or 12 seniors. So this is definitely going to be a big loss for the Warriors, but they've got a good program, and they will rebuild.
I got you talking, and then I went over and I looked at the Green roster and did a very quick count. They've got 16 seniors, so we are going to have a battle of seniors in this contest tonight. One of the things that I found very, very interesting is looking at how the prognosticators fixed this, and I looked at a website which a lot of football fans in the area go to, and they picked Green, both of them, but they picked it very close so that it's almost a toss-up. The Evening Sun has a lot of sponsors that play this all the time, and they ended up going to Green. They have 11 people, and 9 of them picked Green, and only 2 of them picked Sydney. Now, granted, it's a paper, and there is a bit of a Shenango County bias there, but we'll see where it goes. We'll get at it and go through the starting lineups for the Green Trojans, and after we get that, we will get ready for the kickoff. We're still waiting for the Trojans to come onto the field. If we came in and looked at the backfield first tonight, Joe Beckwith is going to be in there as a quarterback. He is a junior, 5'10", 155 pounds. In the backfield, Danny Treadwell, number 22. Mike Beckwith, a senior, number 44, and Joe Rozelle, a junior. The largest of those three people in the backfield is 185 pounds. Chris Kehoe will be the center. He's 260 pounds, good anchor for the center of that line. Offensively, the guards will be Trevor Floor and Alex Kaczynski, and they measure in at 186 and 220. The tackles are also very, very good size. Danny Haskell is 242 pounds. Garrett Huddleston, 275. So you have in that interior line a lot of beef that is going to be hard to push around. The ends, we're going to see Jeremy Floor, a senior. He is related to brother Trevor down the line. And it is going to be, he's a 6'2", 180-pounder. And Lane Whitaker over at the other end position is 6'1", 175 pounds. He's also a senior. We're going to see a lot of action also. Cole Browning will be figuring in the backfield a whole lot. He is a senior. Also, Trevor Parrish is another senior. So you have 11 people, but we're going to end up having 13 men seeing a whole lot of time. We'll be back with more football for you coming up shortly on your station for sports, WCDO.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet Stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from our in-store sleep centers. Nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
Trackside Dining always has something new to tempt your taste buds. From awesome specials, many including soup and salad bar, to our fabulous desserts. Come on in for our friendly food and fresh people. We will cater any event, any size, on or off our premises. Deliveries are available anytime, 7 days a week. Do you know we've been here on Main Street almost 20 years now and still going strong? Hope you will visit soon for a great experience and wonderful food at Trackside Dining, 88 Main Street, Sydney, 563-3737.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry Graves and Tim Cutting back here at the Sydney Alumni Field where we're getting ready for this evening's game. Tonight's game is a presentation of WCDO Sports. Permission for this broadcast has been granted by Section 4 of the New York State Public High School Athletic Association. Any rebroadcast or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game cannot be used without the express written consent of Section 4 and WCDO. And if you sense a bit of noise, it is homecoming weekend. We have all kinds of activities going on, including a few cheers that means stamping on the stands, I'm certain. But, Tim, I think it's the press box, too. Are those coaches? Are those exuberant coaches?
They are. They're exuberant coaches and PA announcers and scoreboard operators.
No,
and all
come
sorts
on. They're,
of stuff going on.
They are your compatriots. Remember that. So we have the meeting of the co-captains out in the center of the field, and I don't know if you were paying any attention to what was going on out there.
I can tell you, the only thing I can tell you is the referee did the denial signal for whoever won the toss, so I know they deferred it. So we'll tell you here in just a second, because we had a little bit of noise going on up here, so we kind of lost track of it.
No, that means you spun your head around to see where the noise
was. Well,
you
know,
from.
I was trying to pay attention. I don't know what gossip is going on up here, you know.
That is something you learn to pay attention to and to get away from when you are, what are we doing? I don't know what we need, guys, so.
Green roster.
Oh, green, okay. Take it. Oh, that's the way you want to do it. All right. I used to do the Oneonta Outlaws games, and one of the things that I have is a sign outside the door that says, if you come in and have to say something, don't talk to the old guy. He's a crab. Talk to the good-looking young guy and tell him what you need. So if anybody comes up and talks to you, my friend,
you're
that's what they're going to have.
You're just a bit older than me, Harry. You're not that much older.
Oh, you don't know. Okay, you're paying attention. So it looks like the Green Trojans have got the ball teed up. And with that, here we go. Low end-over-end kick is going to get down to about the 35-yard line. It'll be picked up by one of the Sydney Warriors, and we are on our way.
It was just a little, you know, like a little onside kick. I think he just didn't dare kick it back to the main return men of the Warriors.
Yeah, this is one of those games where you're not going to see anybody going for any givens, like a run back, a long run back. So we'll see where we go. It will be first and 10, it looks like, from the 38. And it will be who carrying the ball. We'll see if we can pick him up. It is going to be Nate McDonald and the company in the backfield. Ball carried that time by Brandon Walters. Walters manages to pick up about a yard. That is it.
It was a good play. He really got that yard was a real tough yard. He really had to work real hard to get that.
So Walters managing to gain positive yardage on first play from scrimmage. Snap going to be pitched back to number 6, Damian Zimmer. Zimmer tests the center of the line. He will get more yardage, probably 2 or 3, as he will get up close to the 44-yard line before he is stopped.
Nice run by Zimmer on that play. He actually got hit real early in the front part of the line and carried a guy with him for about 2 more.
Trey Crawford, the center, out up over the football, and right behind him is Patrick Vibbert. No long count this time. Vibbert spins around and flips it out to Nate McDonald, and McDonald gets a first down as he gets good running yardage. And I'm saying, yep, is that Nate McDonald?
Yep.
Is that who you saw?
Who it was.
McDonald, that time, getting up for about 10, 11 yards. So McDonald off and running. First down for the Sydney Warriors. This is the first opportunity for the Warriors to be playing at home. Their previous home game was played over at Norwich. The ball will be kept on the ground and good for another first down. As that time, it was pitched out to McDonald again. He had to get down to the, we'll call it 42-yard line. It looks like he's about a yard shy.
Yeah, Nate really is running really hard right now. He's picking high knees, and he's getting through and running right through tackles. He looks real good right now.
And the play will be capped on the ground. That is one of those where you say they're probably going to go with the quarterback keeper. We'll have to see who comes up off the bottom of the pile. It's good for the first down. They say it was big Brandon Walters, 5'10", 215 pounds. He picks up a couple of yards. And with that, it is going to be first and 10 for the Warriors again.
Definitely gave it to the big guy and let him get the necessary yardage for the first.
Walters is one of those players who has not been the starter. He plays better off the bench. The ball will go in there to Billy Kozak. Kozak at 5'6", 135 pounds, just does a great job coming to the near sideline, picking up about 6, and being ridden out of bounds.
Sydney's showing a lot of variety in their backs of choice right now, so they've had a Walters has carried, and McDonald has carried, and so has Kozak.
Both of these teams with identical records, 3 wins and 1 loss. The ball will be kept on the ground, and I see players hopping around saying, we've recovered it, and the officials agree. Fumble and recovery. Oh, Lord, where are we? At about the 35, 36-yard line?
Pretty close to that. We are... Looks like it, we had a little bit of goof at the center quarterback exchange there, and then being that the field's a tad bit wet, you're going to have a little greasy pigskin out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So here we go. First time we've had an opportunity to see the Green Trojans this year. Joe Beckwith, the quarterback, number five, he's a veteran on this team. And he is going to go in there on the first play with flags all over the place. And it's what I would call an unsmooth handoff.
Yeah, and actually they called offsides on Sidney on that play. So
he's going to pick up. That was one of those situations where that probably was why they didn't have a smooth handoff, is because one of the players was going for real and the other player was saying, wait a minute, they've called the whistle, no problem.
You're taught to play the whistle, so if you hear that whistle, you stop.
So first and five for the Green Trojans. And now it will be handed off to the first man through. That is going to be number 44, Mike Beckwith. Beckwith at 5'10", 185 pounds. He rumbles forward and picks up a couple.
Yeah, it was a real tough run right there. And like I said, he went forward and got that extra yard by just leaning forward on that play.
Danny Treadwell, Mike Beckwith, and Joel Rozelle in the backfield. Lane Whitaker splits way out on the right side in front of the green bench. The play will be on the ground, and again, it is going to be a lot of activity in the backfield and no appreciable gain as Beckwith again tried to go to the other Beckwith in a loss of inches.
It looked like to me that the Sydney Warrior defensive line was in the backfield and there was no really room for Beckwith to go.
Yep. And that's fine. That's the way you want to see it from time to time. Chris Kehoe, the center, comes up over the football. Two men split out to the left and to the right. Beckwith, long count, sends a man in motion. Cole Browning is in there now, and the handoff goes to Browning, but he will not get back to the line of scrimmage, as again, a lot of Sydney Warrior maroon is all over him.
Yeah, defensive end on that side, I'm not sure who it was on that play, but Ed did absolutely fantastic job of stringing that out to the sideline until he got some help from the defensive back.
And we see a fourth down situation. The Warriors drop men back to do the receiving. And the snap is going to be a little bit high, but a good recovery is made, and the ball is going to be punted away. It will come down at the 45, take a small green bounce, and go down to about the 40 before it's finally going to be touched down.
That ball hit one time and stopped, and it sits right there on the 40-yard line of the Sydney Warriors.
Hey, that's a good chip shot. No problem.
Yep, exactly. Right. Speaking of the Ryder Cup, that looked like something we just saw and seen on the Ryder Cup today.
So first and 10 for the Sydney Warriors. Patrick Vibbert and company going to keep it on the ground. Ooh, probably Damian Zimmer on that play, but we'll have to wait and see who comes up off the bottom of the pile. There's just lots of jerseys out there.
According to public address, it was number 22, Brandon Walters, and
yeah.
He actually got back to the line of scrimmage, no gain, no loss.
I thought of that as soon as I had said Zimmer. I figured it would probably be the workhorse. No gain on that play whatsoever. I love the signs that we have. Every player has a sign created, and they're lined up on the inside of the track on the near side. Ball pitched out to McDonald. He tries the right side of the line. Gets no appreciable running room. Maybe two. At the most, the ball is shy of the, let's see, 44-yard line, about 43, 44.
That was a nice little play. They got a couple, yards there, so now it makes it a manageable third down for the Sydney Warriors.
I was mentioning the names. I'm reading them down through here, and then I see some nicknames too. Dropping back, Vibbert. He has a man open as he goes out there to Mike Cruz. Cruz, number 80, a good target. It's 6 feet tall, 180 pounds. He goes forward for about 20. And the ball will be across midfield inside the 40, down to the, we'll call it, 37-yard line. First and 10, Warriors.
Nice play. Nice read by Pat Vibbert also. There was other receivers in the pattern, but he threw it to the right guy, Mike Cruz, number 80.
So, Sydney, on their first series from the line of scrimmage, ended up getting two or three first downs. Now they're trying to do it here on their second possession. They won't get it on this play, as there's going to be, let's see,
offsides on Green.
And they're going to say offsides on Green, and they'll march it back five. That was one of those that you're looking around trying to find the little yellow flag, and it's not there, but everybody's standing around talking to the official. First and five. So Vibbert brings the team up to the line, and it's going to be pitched back in there. Now we'll have to see. There's a two on that. Is it Walters or McDonald?
Made real nice run right there. Came very close to getting a first down. I think they're going to have a measurement on this play, so we may even have gotten the necessary yardage for the first. We'll see here in just a second.
McDonald now up close to 30 yards so far. You know, I was saying things, and if you look down and you see most of the names, they have somebody's real name on it. And you'll see Barnes, and you'll see Damien or whatever. And then I look down here at number 42, and it says Dinch. So now you tell me if Mr. Finch is known by Dinch in reality or if it's just somebody doing his name.
No,
on the
that is actually his nickname. It's Damien Finch, and they just take the D and drop the F, and there you go. Dinch is his nickname. That's why it's there.
The measurement is down, and they're looking at it. Now the white cap makes the signal, first down. So once again, the Sydney Warriors have managed to move those chains another 10 yards, and they'll get another four tries.
And last, about the same spot they were when they turned the ball over last time, so we're hoping that doesn't happen.
I was going to say, the last time that they got down to this territory, the drive ended on a fumble. Oh, look out. It's going to be a push-and-shove match right at the line of scrimmage. No clue who had the football. I doubt that it was Patrick Vibbert because he's coming to the near sideline right now. But whoever was carrying got nowhere. I hear the PA announcer say Walters, so another yard for him.
And that was definitely a tough yard, too, because there was a lot of people involved in that.
Unofficially, he's had three carries, managed to gain 4 yards. So he's doing them the hard way. And whew. Now I am seeing water all over the place. Who'd you see on that one? Who's that, Zimmer?
Zimmer,
yep. You just call it out because sometimes you can't even see. The cloud of dust with no dust. It's all rain today.
It's a little misty up here.
You know what was really frustrating is I spent the day today out mowing a family lawn. And now, driving over, I had the windshield wipers on the whole way, and I'm so frustrated with it. It's supposed to be the other way around.
That's right.
Okay, here we go. Vibbert and company pitch goes back to Nate McDonald. McDonald, oh, he's got running room. He's down to about the 10. He gets a gain of 10, possibly 12 yards. But it's good for the first down.
On the corner, he picked up a great block by number 75, Austin Dean. That sprung him to the outside and get it the necessary yardage for the first.
Yeah, I'll bring you the Sydney clipboard over here. We have things really pretty well organized, folks, here in the press box, but unfortunately you get accustomed to things on the left or things on the right. Since my right-hand man today is Mr. Cutting, and he is on the right side, I guess I better give him the advantage of some of these clipboards. We're going to have a whistle blown, and they're going to say timeout being called by the Green Trojans. 4:45 showing on the clock, opening quarter of this ball game, scoreless ball game. The Green Trojans visiting the Sydney Warriors. Live football action for you on a Friday night on your station for sports, WCDO.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
Your
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Barry Graves along with Tim Cuttick back here at Sydney High School. Scoreless ball game. 4:45 of the opening quarter. And I saw something thrown as that ball was, as that snap was taken by Vibbert, but I guess that was simply the ball marker. It was not a flag.
Yeah, it actually was the sandbag from the referee marking that the ball had hit the ground, and then Vibbert fell on it right away. So the Warriors remain in possession of the ball. Now it'll be second down and about 12 or 13.
Now, come on, just don't keep adding to the misery. Vibbert looks around. We have people putting up some umbrellas in front of us. The ball is going to be carried on the ground, and I want to say that was probably going to be Nate McDonald again. McDonald, let's see if they're going to move those chains. He had about 13. He gains a couple and gets back to the original line of scrimmage.
Yep, that run was good for about three, like we said, Harry. And then on now the Warriors have a third and 10 from right about the 10-yard line of the Trojans.
3:37, the clock running. The Sydney Warriors have had the advantage for possession as they've had two long drives. Now the ball will be handed off in there to Billy Kozak. Kozak tries the right side of the line but can't make the turn upfield, and he's going to be hit just about at the line of scrimmage. I'm waiting to see the down marker. Yeah, it'll be moved about 1 yard, so Kozak gets a little bit out of it. He's carried the ball a couple of times, picked up about 7 yards.
We said it was on the 10-yard line. It's just outside the 10-yard line, so the Warriors could get a first down if they don't score.
Well, the ball now at 4th and 9 from about the 10. It's going to be a passing situation, and the ball will be intended down there for Mike Cruz. And it looks like they're going to give him credit for the reception, but it will be turned over on downs to the Green Trojans. So two long drives by the Sydney Warriors, both of them ending inside the 30-yard line. First on a fumble, this time turning the ball over on downs.
So the Trojans are going to take over here at about the...
Call it eight?
Yeah, something like that. It's getting hard to see up here. So.
And those bifocals are tough. Ball kept on the ground as Joe Beckwith tries the left side of his line, picks up 4 or 5 yards, and we are going to have a stop made in there by Walters, but give him about 7 on that one, and I have no clue who carried the ball that time.
Yeah, I missed that too.
It was one of those things.
DA is telling us 22, number 22 for the Trojans.
Okay, so that's Treadwell ends up getting the gain on that. Ball this time will be whirled around and given off in there to number 22, Treadwell again. Treadwell managing to get about 1 more yard. But he was just brought down on a high tackle. Somebody got a hold of his shoulder pads and just stopped him right there. Third down, we'll call it a long one. 1.5 minutes showing. Lane Whitaker splits to the near side. It's Jeremy Fleur to the far side. And a long count in there by Joe Beckwith. Now the snap comes up, and it's going to be kept on the ground, probably going to Joe Beckwith. He's the one who, Mike Beckwith, he's usually the one who carries in short yardage situations. He'll get 2. That's good for the first down. The ball is out just low of the 20-yard line.
That was kind of an interesting play there because it was actually a broken play because the quarterback dropped the ball. It bounced right back up into his hands, and he had just enough energy and stuff from getting swatted around a couple times at the line. He fell forward and got the first.
Hey, listen, he says, I planned it that way. It's results that count. First and 10. Green Trojans ready to go. The ball will be, again, kept in the middle of the field. And this is going to be one of those things that we'll see tonight. We have not had the opportunity in any game so far to talk about numbers on dirty jerseys. We may see it before the evening is over tonight.
Yeah, it's going to, I mean, you know, both schools, you know, Green is wearing green trousers and white jerseys with green numbers, and Sydney's in, they're all maroon with white numbers, so it could get a little difficult to tell after a while.
Oh, do we know. Beckwith has his team ready to go again. It's going to be 2nd and 9. He whips around, goes in there to Mike Beckwith, and Beckwith will run into a maroon wall as he tries the right side of the line and gets nowhere. Maybe a yard at most. Gets the ball up to the 20-yard line. And that will probably be the last play of the quarter, 9 seconds, and time is running down. So we'll let it go from there, and we will take care of business. You're listening to Friday Night Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
This week at your Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores, stock up on the finest quality meats around. Come in and check out our huge selection of fresh meat bundles. This week we are featuring our huge bundle, which includes 35 pounds of meat with 5 pounds each of boneless top round roast, boneless center cut pork roast, beef cube steak, split chicken breast, bar-s bacon, bar-s hot dogs, and store-made sweet Italian sausage, all for an amazing $89. Mention this ad to our meat department this week, and we will take an additional $5 off that price for a great price of $84. Also in this week's ad, we have Great American Beef boneless top sirloin steaks for a great price of $3.99 a pound. California Extra Large sweet and juicy cantaloupes, 2 for $3. All assorted boxes of Pillsbury cake mixes, 5 for $5. Assorted 48-ounce tubs of Friendly's ice cream, 2 for $5. And everyone's favorite 6-ounce assorted Chobani Greek yogurt, 10 for $10. All at your locally owned and operated Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. And stay tuned for another great rewards program starting next week for all of our loyal customers.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Terry Graves, Tim Cutting back here at Sydney High School. So, Mr. Tim, you are a man who knows everything about everything and about football.
Don't ask my wife.
During the Oneonta baseball games this summer, we used to talk to Jim Gates from the National Baseball Hall of Fame, and I used to toss him a trivia question. So I'll ask you a trivia question involving the New York Giants, okay?
Play.
Yesterday happened to mark the 70th anniversary of a very important game. We'll talk about it a little bit later.
I'm enlisting help.
Well, that's all right. You can do that. No problem. So the Green Trojans have the ball. Look out. It's going to be squirted out. It was given off to Mike Beckwith. He picked up the first down, but then he got hit and the ball squirted away at about the 35-yard line. And it looks like the Green Trojans have recovered.
Yeah, they did. And actually, it was funny because when it happened, the ball shot straight up in the air. And there was like 3 or 4 people around, and I don't think they even realized that it was up in the air. It went all the way back down to the ground, and then the Green Trojans fell on it.
So, getting back to the trivia question, the game was won by the Giants 14-7. But what was extremely unusual about that game? You think about it for a minute. 1st and 10 for the Green Trojans. Passing situation. And the ball is going to be intended way downfield across the 30. I believe that is Whitaker over there. And he is not able to reach up and get it. Either number 2, Jeremy Floor, or Lane Whitaker, number 3. Whoever it was over there was being paced step by step. And if I had to take a guess, I would guess that that is probably going to be number 6 in there, Damian Zimmer.
That is correct. He was stride for stride with him in really good defensive position and knocked the ball down.
This time, Floor is going to be split out to the near side. 2nd and still 10. Long count. And the ball will be, flags all over the place. It was put into the gut. I believe that was Roselle that time, but that's unimportant, as they're going to say it is going to be against, I believe, the Sydney Warriors, and they'll move the ball up.
Warriors call for offside.
So what did you say?
Okay. The score was 14-7.
To 7.
It was 70 years ago in the Giants' history.
Yeah.
Well, I got to
think about that. What was unusual
about it? What was unusual
about
it?
The game was played without the Giants getting a single first down. The entire game.
That's impressive.
Is that amazing? And they still won it. Ball going to be kept on the ground. Ooh, push and shove, and nobody goes anywhere positive on that one. The play started at the 45, and after that brief carry by Beckwith, it looks to me like it'll be about a third. Well, they're going to put it back to the original line of scrimmage. I thought he lost two or three on that one.
Actually, they got the ball spotted on about the 45.
Yeah, it is just on the 45, but they didn't move it anywhere at all. So here we'll go again. Beckwith going to take the snap and go off this time to Roselle again, and Roselle will not get any running room. He tried the left side of that Warrior line. No gain on the play. Fourth down situation coming up.
Yeah, here we go. It's fourth down and about probably five or six for the Trojans, and they're going to punt, and back for the Sydney Warriors deep is number four, Billy Kozak.
Kozak, we have seen run them back before. If they give him that chance, they may not. Yep, it's going to be toward Billy Kozak. He takes it at the 20. He shakes one man loose, gets across the 30, across the 35. Finally heads out of bounds at about the 36 or 37 and says, I've taken enough punishment on that run back.
Made a nice move on the initial tackler and got away from them, then ran through one arm tackle and then run into the sideline, got a nice little gain, got the Warriors the ball back, good field position.
Harry Graves and Tim Cutting here from Sydney High School. Scoreless ball game, second quarter, 10-12 showing on the clock. And with that, Patrick Vibbert runs the play in from the sidelines and is ready to go. First and 10 from, we'll call it, the 34. And push and shove, and they finally give it off in there to Damian Zimmer. The 6-foot senior, 170-pounder, picks up positive yardage as he will get about 7 on that play. The ball at the 44.
Zimmer, nice run right there. It's going to bring up a very, very manageable second down in about 3 or 4.
That was interesting. That clock did not move at all. 10-12 showing on the clock. So here we go, second and 2.
Harry, be careful. We're getting awful bad looks up here.
And the ball is going to be kept on the ground again. It is into the hands of
22.
Is that
going to
be Walters?
Yeah.
The official clock is going to be kept on the field anyway. Remember that. It's interesting because I've been around here long enough so that I know many of these officiating teams. I don't happen to recognize them today, but it's funny when you get a game where Bert Beams is doing the thing, boy, you know everything because he is so emphatic about things. Ball going to be kept on the ground. It's at the 50-yard line, and the Warriors will get it across to about the 48. I believe that's Walters again. And let's see.
Actually, it was Nate McDonald on that play, and he really, really just did not stop. Kept his legs chugging and pushed the Green Trojans back a little bit and got a couple extra yards on that play. Real nice run by Nate.
McDonald over 45 yards. Positive yardage so far today. Somebody asked me if I had strong bifocals today so that I'd be able to see everybody through the dark and the rain. No clue again. I see a number 2 on the ground.
Yep,
I'm going to say
22.
That's Walters. That means that he gains nothing as he will get down to the line of scrimmage and it will be stopped right there. Well, they may give him the length of the football. We'll still call it 3rd and 6.
That was a tough run right there. He got hit right away as soon as he got to the line of scrimmage. But again, Brandon is a tough runner. He doesn't stop, so it was kind of a stalemate.
The starters that we usually see are McDonald, Zimmer, and Kozak, but Walters and Ward get a lot of playing for Coach Matthews. The ball will be up toward the first down territory as it was 3rd and they needed about 6. And Kozak manages to run out of bounds very close to first down territory, and they're going to say, we will bring the chains in. Now, I don't know if it's really to measure, because I think it was close enough so they could see it, but I wouldn't be at all surprised, but what they want to mark it to move the ball into the hash marks and not move the ball forward or backward as they do that. So
they want to make sure that they've got it at the right spot.
Oh,
obviously.
You better believe it.
Especially right on that green sideline.
I don't know if you took the trip over to Walton last week, but the officiating crew there did that two or three times. They wanted to make sure that nobody had any advantage. That Walton-Sydney game is always a senior. It's a serious event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, Harry, I wasn't able to go to that game because I was preparing for my daughter's Sweet 16 party.
Oh, cool.
And actually, we listened to you
and Billy.
Your Billy, yeah, yeah. Billy. And it was quite interesting from a Sydney alum to hear the Warriors shut out Walton. I don't know very many people that have ever done that, and I'm really glad that it was the Sydney Warriors that finally did.
Well, it was easy to say the Warriors got shut out.
That's right.
Fourth, and we'll call it the length of the football. And the ball is going to be pitched back to Nate McDonald. Now, don't show your favoritism, my friend. You can clap silently if you want to. Gain on that play, we'll call it five, as they get across the 40-yard line down to about the 39.
Warriors are definitely getting to that spot again, but just keep in mind, they're going in the opposite direction. We haven't been down in this end very much tonight, so
8-minute mark coming up, period number two, scoreless ball game. The Green Trojans visiting Sydney to take on the Sydney Warriors. Patrick Vibbert bringing his team up to the line of scrimmage. The ball is going to be pitched back to the last man through. Was that Walters? Who did you see?
I saw Damian Zimmer on that.
Zimmer
play,
on
yeah.
that one? Well, you didn't see Zimmer getting any positive yardage. He may be dents the vertical for a foot or two, but not enough to count.
You always remember that when you leave your feet, you're going to come down, and more than likely you're not going to go forward, and you know, you're going to get caught while you're in the air. So that's hard to run when someone's catching you.
It's interesting when you go to a Walton game because they have that hillside, so you always see a large contingent with the lawn chairs, and they're just out there enjoying. Ball will be on the ground and testing the right side this time, but not getting much yardage, maybe four, maybe five. And again, I did not see it.
Nate
I see McDonald
on
coming
that one.
Back
yeah,
to the lineup.
On that carry.
So McDonald picking up short yardage. It's going to be a, we'll call it third and five. This time it's a short five instead of a long five. This is one of those times when I wish the numbers on the backs of these guys were about 6 feet tall. Ball going to be up toward first down territory, and a flag will be thrown. And the Green Trojans come out of that huddle, and simply, or they pile more than a huddle, and they are excited. So we'll see what the flag is going to be on. And the official walking around. And it looks like it was a fumble on that one. It will be recovered by the Green Trojans, I believe.
Yeah, I think what happened there was that we had a holding call. I'm not positive, but
yeah,
they threw a flag, and then I saw the referee make a signal. Next thing I know, they're going the other way. So it must have been fourth down. We must have missed a down.
Well, it was either fourth down
or
it was a fumble.
It was coughed
up.
Right. Yep.
You'll notice that the very first green man who came out of that pileup was very happy. Oh, that time we see the ball going to be up the center of the field. But what was more telling that time, Tim, that we hadn't noticed, Jeremy Floor came up the near side, put the brakes on, and you just water splashing all over the place. You and I are looking through a mist, but we don't see it raining. But that field has gained a lot of water. 6:26 showing on the clock. Loss on that play of a yard or two. It'll bring up a second, and we'll call it 11.
Lane Whitaker splits out to our side.
Yep, Whitaker. And a man moving with him, that is going to be Mike Ward. The play will stay on the far side, though, and it's going to be another loss for the Green Trojans as the Warrior defense pushes them back.
We actually had a sack on that play, but I do believe there was a little fumble with the center quarterback exchange, and Beckwith made a nice play just to get back on the ball.
We want to give credit where credit is due. You look at Jared Cubby. Was in on that play. So Warriors keep the pressure on. 3:59. Clock running. Period number two. Dropping back is Beckwith. He wants to pass, and he has nobody anywhere near the ball. That time, the intended receiver was Jeremy Fleur, and Fleur got pretty much locked up at the line of scrimmage. So when Beckwith threw that one down, there wasn't a man within 10 yards.
No, actually, the man that was within 10 yards was the Sydney Warrior, number six, oh. Damian Zimmer.
Oh, yeah. No, there were Sydney defenders back there, but there were no white shirts anywhere around.
Fortunate that didn't get picked off.
Kicking situation, 4th and 15. And the ball is snapped, and it will be kicked away. No Sydney Warriors back to bother the kicker, but look out. It will be grabbed in there. Was that McDonald who got it at about the 50-yard line and runs back about four?
Nate got it back to the Trojan 41, or excuse me, 40.
Yeah, 40, probably 46.
46, excuse me.
Yeah.
Going the other way.
This is about the first time that I have had a game where the press box happened to not be on the side with the markers, the numbers on it. So as a result, now I'm having to reorient to find everything on the other side. 5:28, you're listening to Sports on WCDO on a Friday night. The ball is going to be pitched on out, and whoo, cut in half that time. We'll see who comes up off the bottom of the pile. Is that going to be Billy Kozak?
Yep,
they
Billy
say
Kozak.
It is. He picks up about three, but they were hard-earned yards.
Absolutely right at the end. I'm not really sure which defender it was from Green, but made a really, really nice tackle.
Oh.
One guy had him down low, and the other guy came up and finished him off.
Yep. And not only that, but when you look at Kozak at only about 135 pounds, you don't have much to push around. So the ball will be kept on the ground. I want to say that's going to be Walters. Let's see. It was a number two in there. And
looked like Walters to me. I believe that's who it was. Yep.
And he picks up possibly 3 yards on that. Didn't get much at all. Oh, man.
Yes. Walters is brought down on the play by Parrish and Beckwith. And that'll bring up about third down and a long four.
4:22, and the ball will be pitched to McDonald, and McDonald getting very close to first down territory. Nate had the running momentum that time, and his forward progress looks like it's going to be the first down. We'll wait for the call to come, and there it is.
To the white hat, we have first down for the Sydney Warriors.
So McDonald manages to get now another couple. He's very close to 60 yards in this game, very unofficially.
Something to keep a little bit of eye on here, Harry. Just noticed that Trey Crawford got off that last pile a little limpy. So here's your center, and you don't want to have any issues with your center guard exchange.
And I don't see any additional people in that position. Ball going to be kept on the ground around the left side this time. There's going to be a gain of a couple. It's Kozak again. Billy Kozak picks up 1, 2, about 3 yards. He has it very close to the 35. And now they put it down just inside the 35. We'll call it the 34.
Got 3 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in the half, and the Warriors are come out of the huddle, led by number 10, Patrick Vibbert.
So Vibbert goes back. He wants to pass. He has a man over there in Mike Cruz, and you could hear by the collective sigh that he did not manage to make the completion. He had Cruz out on the flat that time and gave him a little floater, and Cruz wasn't able to hang on to it.
Again, we talked about it earlier. You know, I mean, we're talking about mist and a little bit of a fog issue going on, so you know that ball's definitely got to be a little greasy.
Oh, come on. You want to, you don't want to go out and try to catch that thing?
No way.
mind it's the old age knees that would be the problem. Dropping back, Vibbard, he intends it for Kozak. Billy goes up high, but he can't hang on to it, and the ball goes down hard. So it will bring up a fourth and still about eight. 3:14 showing on the clock.
It's just about an interesting decision here because, you know, they're at about the 36, somewhere in that area.
You're having difficulty not seeing the chalk?
Well, I'm having a little bit of an issue here, and I think we're going to get a Warrior timeout.
So yeah.
So we're going to take a little bit of time to make that decision.
So we have ourselves a fourth, and we'll call it about eight, on Friday Night Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company has a strong foundation in the insurance industry with a commitment to a promising future right here at home, offering property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. We have been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit online at preferredmutual.com. The home office of Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is located at 1 Preferred Way, New Berlin, New York. Preferred Mutual proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Terry Graves and Tim Cutting back here at Sydney, and Patrick Vibbard goes to the air, and he is going to have the first down. It looked to me like that time that he went to Zimmer, I do believe.
Actually, I think it, I mean, it's hard to tell because there's so much stuff out there, but right now I'm looking at it, and it looked to be number four.
So it was Kozak. Zimmer came to the sidelines and slammed on the brakes and just slid across this field. It's a bit soupy. Vibbard scrambling and now cannot get away from the Green Trojans, and he will be dropped down for a loss of a couple of yards. Somebody got a hand on him. Scoreless ball game, 2 minutes 40 seconds showing on the clock. Now, we have ourselves everybody playing tonight, so we will not have a game for you tomorrow. Normally, we had anticipated bringing you the Harpersville at Unadilla Valley game, but UV switched that from a Saturday afternoon game to a Friday evening game. A couple of seasons ago, they went to all-day games as a cost-saving measure, but then finally, due to pretty much pressure from the fans, opted for one night game, and that was opted to be this game, and it came rather late in the season, so we already had them scheduled. So in games around the area tonight, it'll be Harpersville at Unadilla Valley. Deposit is playing down at Bainbridge Guilford. Oxford is just up the road at Unitego, and Norwich on the road at Oneonta. Everybody up and down the valley is playing tonight. 2:40 showing on the clock. Here we go. And the ball was going to be snapped back in a shotgun that time. And I want to say it went to McDonald. No, it didn't go to Vibbard. So as a result, we end up with a short game, but nowhere near what they needed. Third, and we'll call it 9.5 coming up. 2:22 showing on the clock as we're scoreless and heading toward halftime. Split to the near side. Vibbard wants to throw again. He goes to Kozak. Kozak, first down, Warriors.
Yeah, Billy made a nice catch right there. Nice throw by Pat Vibbard, and good for first down yardage. I do believe that will put them inside the 10-yard line, so it should be first and goal to go.
So that time, Kozak, on that little floating pass, picks up about 11 yards. He only needed to get down to the first down indicator, and then he went right out of bounds from there. part of the wisdom is it stops the clock. Well, no, it doesn't. They've got it going at 1:57 and the clock running. The yardage markers have been dropped, so it's inside the 10. And Vibbert scrambling with the ball. He gets lots of pressure. He does not make any positive yardage. He did not lose a whole lot, and that is just as important.
On that play, that actually kind of confused me because I was looking in the backfield, and Pat was there, and he had Zimmer behind him. But it was like further back. It was like some offense that I've never seen the Warriors run so far this year. So.
The clock runs, 1:15, showing on the clock. Finally, Vibbert comes from the sidelines with the play. Trey Crawford now breaks out of the huddle and up to the football. And here we go. It's going to be a handoff in there to McDonald. McDonald gets about half of what he needs, I do believe. He looks to be inside the 5 before he is pushed out of bounds. Goodness knows where he is. If I had to say, it's about the 3.
Yeah, I'd agree. It's just inside the 5.
But that is pure conjecture at this point. 40 seconds, the clock running. Third, and we'll call it 3. And with that, the ball will go in there. I do want to say it's going to be number 22, Brandon Walters. But I see an immediate timeout being called by the Sydney Warriors with 28 seconds remaining. So we'll be back with the final play of this first half coming up on your station for sports, WCDO.
Focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Tim Cutting as we have 28 seconds and we are counting, as they say. Now the last of the water boys comes to the near sidelines. The play has been set, and Mr. Tim, we are ready to go. Here comes Vibbert. He's up in a conventional stance this time and goes to throw it, and what do we have? There's the signal. It is up, and it is good. And as a result, the Sydney Warriors with 26.9 seconds of the second quarter end up scoring. Now, you kind of try to recap who the heck that pass was to.
That was a tough one. There was like 3 different receivers over in that area, and you could see the pass was caught, but we were waiting for the signal from the referee, and we kept watching, and then everybody bunched up, and you see hands go up in the air from the Warriors, so you had to figure it was happy time.
Well, guess what? You can find it out at halftime. Here we go. PAT. Ball is going to be kept on the ground, and it is going to go Kozak, and Kozak will go in as he finds running room. So Kozak that time manages to get that ball and go on in.
Now we do now have the final the person who scored the touchdown on the pass play from Vibbert, and that was number 80, Mike Cruz.
Okay, so it was Kozak who ends up having the run on the PAT. And as a result, the score has gone up on the scoreboard is 8-0. And the Sydney Warriors leading the Green Trojans on WCDO.
Get hungry late at night? Working late this weekend? No place open to get a bite to eat? Yes, there is. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The full menu is available, too. So if your tummy rumbles late at night on the weekend, no problem. Big Macs, quarter pounders, chicken sandwiches, salads, fish fillets, ice cream, cookies, value meals, and more, including the dollar menu. It's all available 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru. And the lobby is open till 11 p.m. 7 days a week at the Sydney McDonald's.
For New York State excellence in broadcasting, award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Both of these teams came in with 3-1 records, and it wasn't until 26.9 seconds remaining in the second quarter before the Sydney Warriors drew first blood. Little short squib kick. The Green Trojans will be taking over at about the 40, probably the 38-yard line.
Yeah, a little squib kick by Nate McDonald, and Green Trojan guy did exactly what you're supposed to do, cover that ball up right away.
Festivities here at Sydney tonight on Alumni Weekend. And despite the drizzle, it's not a horribly cold night. Almost comfortable. 25 seconds. Here we go. It is going to be back to Beckwith. Beckwith wants the pass, and then he slips. He runs across the near side of the field, went into one of the muddier areas, lost his footing, drops down for about a 6 or 7 yard loss. And it will be the first opportunity where Joe Beckwith has had to eat one and take a big loss. And they'll let the clock just run out from there.
It looked like to me that Joe Beckwith was possibly running for his life because there were quite a few Warriors chasing him there on that, and then ended up being a sack by Michael Cruz, number 80.
So we will see. You happen to be in the know. Have they got all kinds of halftime activities, or did they get all of the activities out of the way in pregame today as far as recognition?
Well, this weekend is Hall of Fame weekend for our Alumni Association, and they're going to be honoring the people that are going to be placed into the Hall of Fame at halftime.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And we can talk a little bit more about that. The halftime portion of the game tonight is being brought to you by the fine folks at Marabito. So the Marabito Halftime Report, sponsored by Marabito Energy Products, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call the folks at Marabito Energy Products at Sydney, 607-563-HEAT. And we will be back with a look at the halftime festivities and all of the things that are going on after we take this time out. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.